Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from a listener who asks, my 10-year-old son is friendly, outgoing, and very accepting. He is also really interested in sports. He has a lot of acquaintances in both school and on his teams, but no one I would call a best friend. He doesn't get invited to a lot of birthday parties and is rarely asked for a play date, although the neighborhood kids will knock on his door and ask him to come play a fair amount. He has ADHD and can get a little overly silly and or annoy kids, I suspect, but he has not expressed any dissatisfaction with his social life and does not appear lonely, so I don't want to project my thoughts or feelings on him. But is his lack of close friendships a concern? Is it something we should work on, perhaps social skills? I have never had a lot of acquaintances, but always have had a few close friends. I know he is a different person than I am, but I don't want to miss a sign that something is amiss. Thoughts? This is a complicated one and something that I have dealt with myself. I think that the most important piece of information in this question is that he has not expressed any dissatisfaction with his social life. And I think that's the biggest clue that you should leave it alone for now. That being said, I want to emphasize another suggestion that you made, which is social skills classes. This may be something that not a lot of people are super familiar with. I had a kid who did social skills classes. This is a small group of kids that has some sort of facilitator, often like a therapist kind of a person. That person helps lead a discussion between the kids. And it can really help with kids who have trouble knowing when to take turns in conversations, when it's time to stop talking about their own interests in conversation and listen to somebody else. You know, when it's time to read facial expressions that your silliness is tipping into being kind of annoying to other kids. There's a lot of good things I think that can come out of a social skills class, and you can probably just Google social skills classes in my area if that's something you think might be helpful to your kid. I think in this situation, I might think about it and explore it and say, okay, this isn't a huge problem right now, but it's something that I see might be a little bit of a problem. And so it can be a great thing for a kid this age to try out and just get used to the idea of like, okay, like anything else, you can practice and be better at it. And I have found it really helpful for some of my kids. The other way to approach this, and I'm going to point you to an article on the Huffington Post called When Your Child Doesn't Have Friends, Here's What to Do. Your child does have friends, so these don't all apply. I think one of the things that they point to, which could be a reason for this, is a unique and individualistic personality, which it sounds like your kids have, and personality clashes. Lots of things can get in the way of kids making friends. It's also something you can work on, and they talk about this in the article, without making it a big thing of like, I've noticed you don't have a lot of friends and I'm very worried about you. But at family meals, it's another thing to just model. Okay, I would love to hear about your Minecraft house or your Star Wars thoughts or whatever the kids' maybe obsession is for 5 minutes. And then I would like you to ask somebody at the table what they did today or what they're interested in. And just helping your kids start to dial in on this idea of give and take in conversations, because that will become more important in middle school and high school. Another thing that's great to talk about at the family dinner table is your own experience with friendships. I remember this is an example from my own life. In seventh grade, I had a situation where I somehow offended one of my friend group and became completely ostracized by my friendship group that I'd been with since I was a pretty little kid. And navigating that was really challenging, and that year was really challenging. And it's something that I bring up around my kids to say, hey, you see me, I'm pretty much doing okay as an adult, but I went through friendship struggles as well. And having conversations around friendships, we talk about this a lot, and I think it's so useful. Having conversations that are about the subject that you are worried about, such as, oh, it can be really difficult to navigate friendships. Sometimes it's hard when you feel like you're different than other people. Those kind of conversations versus, hey, I have noticed that you have trouble with friendships and I'm not sure it's going well for you. Instead, bringing it out and making a general conversation, and it also offers your kid a great opportunity to say, yeah, well, here's what's going on with me in friendships, or not. You just have the conversation always available, and sometimes they will dial in and sometimes they won't. But it takes a tremendous amount of pressure off if you're talking generally and not about the kid. And then in general, I would remind yourself, this kid sounds like he's doing really, really well, figuring it out for himself at this point, which is great to see. So maybe try those social skills classes. Make this a point to bring up at the dinner table in terms of like, hey, let's take turns talking. Hey, let's not only talk about our own interests and let's talk about the nature of friendship in general. So that conversation is something that always feels ongoing and safe at our house. And I think that's going to work really well for you. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can leave us a voicemail on our website. There's a tab right on the side of whatfreshhellpodcast.com that says click here to ask us a question. And we love to get voicemail questions, or you can ask them on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast, and you could hear your question answered in an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.